God, where we can reach you, oh God, where we can hear from you, oh God. Oh, hear our prayers this morning, oh Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus. We're calling on you, Father, in the name of Jesus this morning. Oh God, bless us in the word this morning. Those who are here right now, God, bless us to Kathy right now, God. Bless Elder Harris right now, God. Oh God, cause the word, oh God, to manifest in their minds and their spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You've already said when your word goes out, it will not come back null and void, oh God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that even through those who hear the word this morning, that this word be carried out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, outside of these four walls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray these things and we say amen, and we say amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Elder, I don't think we told you we were in Evernote this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's okay. Amen. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're looking at Philippians, the second chapter this morning in the Word of God. And Philippians, thank you, God, is an epistle, a letter of Philippians. It's a letter that Paul wrote, and the history says that there was a co-author with him by the name of Timothy, and they wrote this epistle or this letter to the church of Philippi. Amen. One of the things we know is that Paul and Silas first visited Philippi in Greece during Paul's second missionary journey. Amen. This letter was written to the Philippians, amen, the church of Philippi, thank you, God, the Christian church in Philippi, amen. And we again remind us that this word of God is written for the people of God, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is to save souls and to bring them into the kingdom and under, oh God, the auspices and the, my God, under the covering. Amen, and redeemed by God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let this mind be in you this morning that was also in Christ Jesus. Word of God and Philippians 2 reads this way: if there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, the word says, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. It says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness and of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in who? Christ Jesus. Amen. In the 6th through the 8th verse, it says, who, being in the form of God, Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. The word says, and being found in fashion as a man, he, Christ, humbled himself, and he became obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. Amen. When Christ came, he came with a mission. Amen. Before he came, he already knew what that mission was. Amen. He already understood the work that he had to do. He already understood what the Father expected of him. Amen. Many times Our parents send us to complete a task. Amen. Even growing up, they would send us down to the store or send us down to the furniture store. We don't. Our people these days don't know about that because everything now is online. Amen. Everything now is electronic. But we would have to even walk down to the furniture store and pay the furniture bill or walk down to the corner store to get a quarter's worth of bologna, amen, or walk down to the Kroger's, which was a few blocks away, to pick up some grocery, amen. We would have to sometimes walk down to the laundromat, amen, rolling those dirty clothes in a wagon to get down there, amen, and wash them up and dry them and fold them, amen. Amen. Thank you, God. But that was our mission that we were sent on at that time. Amen. God sent Christ on a mission, just as our parents have given us missions throughout our lives. Amen. And I can imagine that many of our parents would have wanted for us to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Because, see, Christ on his mission, amen. And let's talk about the word mission for a moment. It's an important assignment that's carried out, amen. It's an important assignment that's carried out. It can be for different reasons, amen. Some missions are political, some missions are religious, or some missions are of commercial purposes. But most of those missions involve traveling, amen. So you have to be going somewhere to get that thing done, amen? And Christ was sent on a mission, amen? He had to travel. He had to travel from the Father, amen? Amen, and come down to this earth. The way that we travel may be different, amen? Aspects of travel or different ways of travel, amen? Sometimes we're traveling by foot. Sometimes we're traveling by car. Sometimes we're traveling now by plane. Amen. Amen. Christ had a direct, my God, direct route, oh God, from the Holy Spirit. Amen. God allowed his spirit to manifest, amen, in the womb of one, virgin woman called Mary. Amen. That was Christ's venue. That was his way, his travel, amen, to getting here, amen. And he came through the Holy Spirit, amen. But he had to take some, oh my God, had to change some modes of transportation on the way, amen. Sometimes we start off on the subway and jump into a cab, amen. He came via the God's Holy Spirit, amen. And then he had to lay and wait for a little while in the womb of one called Mary. Amen. And then when he was released, he came into this world, his mission began. Amen. An important assignment. The mission that he was given, thank you, Lord. He was assigned. He stayed focused, you see, on his mission. Many of us get distracted. Thank you, Elder. He had a mission to fulfill, amen? And however it was going to happen, it was what? Going to happen. But Christ stayed focused on his mission. It wasn't that some distractions didn't come, amen? It wasn't that some things came that we would have seen, you see. See, we would have been distracted even on our way to that laundromat, amen? Thank you, God. Some things cause us to slow down instead of keeping on the path. Amen. Sometimes there are some detours that take place when we're traveling to a certain place. And sometimes there are some what? Roadblocks. Amen. Sometimes there are some detours. Amen. Sometimes an accident might have taken place here. Amen. Or the weather might have happened there. Thank you, God. But Christ didn't get off track. Amen. He stayed focused on his mission. There were some things that may appear to us to have been some distractions, some things to try to get him off kilter. Amen. We know about, amen, thank you, God. the 40 days and nights that he went into the what wilderness, amen. And we know that he fasted that time, amen. And we know that when we are on our mission, amen, when we are traveling, amen, sometimes we like to take a little something in the car with us, a snack on, amen, because our bodies begin to get a little lunchy, a little hungry, amen. But Christ on his mission had to take this detour, amen. 40 days he fasted. And then the distractions began to come into his flesh. Amen. Here comes old Satan. Amen. And every time we take our eye off the prize, here comes Satan with some distractions. Amen. Thank you, God. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, as hungry as his flesh was. Thank you, God. As weak as his flesh might have become because he had not eaten, because he had not drank for 40 days, his spirit man was strong. Amen. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. He had a focus. He had a mission. He stayed right there. Amen. And even when Satan came and offered him the world, amen, turn this bread to stone. Look out here. Let me give you. You can't give me what's already mine. Amen. He already had a mission. He already understood that the worlds were created by him. Amen. He already, Satan couldn't give him the world because the world was already in his hands. Thank you, God. Even when we are assigned a mission, we have to understand that. At the very time that mission is being assigned to us, there's also a mission to disrupt our mission. At the very time our mission is being handed to us, there's also a mission to take that mission out of our hands, amen? Even before Christ could get to earth, amen? Herod was already, thank you, God, trying to interrupt his mission, amen? He heard of a king that was coming, thank you, God. He heard of this one who was coming to save the people. That was the mission, amen? And Herod understood that that mission was going to take the eyes of the people off him on this great king, amen? So Herod tried to devise a plan, amen? Tried to take him out as a child, amen? But let me tell you that when God sets you on a mission, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Understand that when God sets up that mission, God is going to make sure that no matter what is going on, no matter what things are happening around you, whatever things are targeted at you, God is going to make sure that he too places some things in the way. Amen. He too is going to cause some clouds. Amen. To come to cover you, amen. He's going to cause, amen, that enemy that's trying to tear up your mission, distract your mission, they're not going to even be, oh my God, they won't even be able to see clearly your path to that righteousness, amen. Thank you, God. Herod wasn't certain. He wasn't sure. He didn't know who the Christ was going to be. So he wanted to try to kill all the babes, amen. Kill the children from birth. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 2 years old and 4 years old. He wanted to make, he wasn't even sure when he was coming. Amen. Word of God tells us even the second time he comes that we know not the day what, nor the hour. Amen. He didn't know the time frame. Amen. He just kind of got wind of it. If he knew exactly when, he would have pinpointed it the very day that Christ was born, the very place that Christ was born in. But he had to cover the land and the country, amen, to try to keep this thing from happening. But Christ had a mission. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. There were some things that happened on his journey, amen, some things that happened while he was fulfilling his mission. He was fulfilling his assignment, amen. See, sometimes the assignment is not just clear cut, amen. Sometimes there are some parts and some pieces to the assignment that have to be put in place, amen, for this thing to be fulfilled, amen. So that the word of God is fulfilled, we have to understand that we have to stay focused on what, though, my God, the end result is supposed to be. Thank you, God. You see, Christ, oh my God, took some detours. He took some routes that man wasn't expecting, but he already knew they were on his map, amen, to the cross. Come on, God. He already knew that he would meet the woman, what, at the well. He already knew that someone's going to touch the hem of his, what, garment. He already knew that he was going to call Lazarus up from the, what, dead. He already knew, oh, God, thank you, Jesus, that he was going to heal, oh, my God, and bring back to life. He already knew that he was going to touch the eyes of the blind, amen, cause them to see. He was going to touch the ears of the deaf and cause them to hear, amen. He already knew he was going to touch the mouths of the mute and the dumb and cause them to be able to speak praises unto God. Let this mind be in you, amen. When you already know and understand your assignment, you got to keep going forward, amen? You got to stay focused. Let this mind be in you. Christ's mind was already made up when he got here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Philippians 2. Slow me down, God. Let nothing, the third verse says, be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind. See, that's the man Christ had. Let each esteem others better than himself. In other words, Christ wasn't worried about himself. He was worried about the people around him, amen? Christ wasn't trying to see about himself. He was seeing about the people, what, around him, amen? Even when his disciples wanted him to go into hiding, Christ stayed focused on his mission. He didn't get scared. Oh, my God. Let this mind be in you. That was also in what? Christ Jesus. Come on, God. It says, let each of you look not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Christ was looking for souls, amen. He came to seek the lost, amen. Came to seek them out, find them where they were, and cause them to turn their very lives over to God. Not his interests, but the interests of others, amen. Every person we meet, elder, is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. That's the mind that Christ had, that every person he met was a prospective soul for the kingdom of God, amen? Whether they were a drunkard, he could heal them from that. Whether they were the sinner man on the corner, he was able to call them in, amen? Thank you, God. And then he looked at him and he said many times, don't go do this again, amen? But he didn't keep his own interests, oh God. He had the interest of God, amen, for God to cause these people to be saved before it was too late, amen. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He didn't try, thank you, God. He wasn't political. But he was. He wasn't advertising, but he was. He wasn't trying to gain votes, but he was. Amen. He wasn't trying, oh my God, to be known as the king, amen, of the Jews, as they called him. But he was, amen. He was the chosen, amen. He was what he was. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You are what you are, amen. Because of him who loves us. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, it says, and coming in the likeness of men. Bondservant. Thank you, Lord. Made himself of no reputation. He took on the form of a servant, y'all. and was made in the likeness of men. He took on the form of one who would serve, amen. He took on the form of one who would help, amen. He took on the form of one who would see about others, amen. He took on the lowliest of forms that a man could be at, amen. Thank you, God. He didn't try to build himself up, but others did, amen. He didn't try, thank you, God. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He didn't say if I lift myself up now. He said if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So it's up to you to lift him up, amen. It's up to you and me to lift him up, amen. We've got to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, amen. We've got to make sure and very sure, amen, on a day-to-day basis, that people can see God and Christ working in our lives. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me, amen. If I be lifted up, Sister Kathy, I'll bring in some of those people passing by the church. I'll bring in some of those people walking down the streets. I'll bring in some of those people who are scared to come into the churches, amen, who are not sure what's going to happen. He says, if you show them what I've shown them, amen, let this man be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, he said, if you be lowly, amen, as a servant, amen, if you show love, amen, you show kindness, amen. You see about others instead of yourselves, amen. He said the people will come in, amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And being found, that eighth verse says, in appearance as a man, he, Christ, humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Even the death of the cross. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. That means he focused on his mission. He decided, for God, I'm living, and for God, I'm going to die. He decided to a point of death. Amen. That he had to stay steadfast and unmovable, amen? He had to continue to abound in the work of the Lord, because as much as he knew his work was not in vain in the Lord God his Father, amen? Let this man be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Therefore God, ninth verse says, has highly exalted Christ and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let this man be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. When you're able to fulfill your mission, amen, when you're able to do what thus says the Lord, amen, when you're able to let this man be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, God is going to work things out, amen. The word of God says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let this man be in you that was also what? In Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Finally, my brethren, the word of God says in Ephesians 6 and 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let this man be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. See, when Christ came, he had to go ahead and put on the whole armor, amen? Word says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Christ was able to stand against Satan. Christ was able to stand, and having done all, he was able to still stand, amen? Because Christ understood this thing right here. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Christ understood that. That's why he was able to stand. That's why he was able to resist the devil, and he was able to have him flee. The word of God continues, says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, thank you, God. Gird your waist with truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, it says, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Christ put on his whole armor, and he had to keep it on. He couldn't take it off at any point, at any time. It says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. That's why he is holy. That's why he is holy. Because he did not bow to sin. He did not. He is sinless. Amen. Thank you, God. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He is the word of God. Amen. Satan can't stand against the word of God. So it says, take the word of God. Take the word of God. Take Jesus Christ. Receive him into your life. Allow him to manifest his word himself into your life. Thank you, God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, not some of the saints, not just yourself, amen, not just yourself, amen. That takes us right back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. That takes us right back to Philippians. My God. Two. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Verse 4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind today be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. He came. He stayed focused. He fulfilled his mission. He healed. He fed the, oh, my God, hungry. Oh, my God. He brought the dead back from the grave. Oh, my God. He suffered for us. Amen. He was spat on. He was brutally beat. Amen. He still stayed focused. Amen. Some of us would cower and run. Amen. He stayed. It hurt him. He felt the pain. He felt the bruises. Amen. He felt the hurt. I thank God. I'm safe to say that what hurt him more than the beating of his flesh, come on, God, what hurt him more than the cuts and the bruises, what hurt him more was that he came to his own and his own knew him not. They would not receive him as the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on, God. But he still stayed focused on his mission. So when they don't want to follow, when they don't want to believe, when they don't want to trust, stay focused on your mission. Stay focused on what it is that God has called you to do. And one day, just as Christ, he's going to call you from earth to reward. He stayed, amen. They hung him, amen. He died, amen. Thank you, God. But he got up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. There's going to be another resurrection. Thank you, God. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And if we should die from this place, thank you, Lord. Before he cracks the sky, oh, God, we want to be among the dead in Christ that rise first. Amen. Thank you, God. And if we're still walking on this earth, thank you, God, when he comes back, God, we want to be caught up to meet him in the air. Thank you, God. Because he did. He went back to the Father. He came and he walked this earth another 40 days. Come on, God. He showed himself after his resurrection. He let the people see him. Amen. Thank you, God. Thomas had to touch the holes, oh God, in his hands because he didn't believe. Amen. Thank you, God. But Christ showed himself. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And then he ascended back to the Father, where he's right now waiting to come for us again. But even when he left something for us to do in remembrance of him. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. Let us prepare to observe our Holy Communion. Amen. Come on, give God a praise in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.